Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedies.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Sunday, February the 19th, I think it is. Yeah, February the 19th, 2017. The time is 6:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we got another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time, really, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, my sister got a very, very important topic for you. On my way back home, driving back home from Dallas. So if you do hear a little background noise, that's just the vehicle. Because I'm driving, also there's a possibility that the call may drop. If the call does drop, please do not disconnect. Just hang tight. I'll call right back in. We'll continue the show. We want to talk about something that's very important. You guys know that we've been doing the Clarinomics 25 in 2017. So if there's anybody that's wished to be a part of this unveiling, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My email address again to be a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program. The program is designed to what we're talking about today, to identify your negative habit pattern, to identify your fear mechanism, to identify, again, your core imprinting. Now, you have a bunch of them. And so we got to go through and we got to select the ones. We want to start on the ones that's causing you the most problems first. Maybe your core imprint is in weight and you're having a problem losing weight. So we'll start with that. Maybe your core imprinting, maybe your negative habit pattern is addiction. Maybe you're alcoholic. Maybe you smoke. Maybe you got a porn addiction. Maybe yours a wealth problem. Maybe you got a knowledge or an ignorance problem. Maybe you got a learning disability where you have ADHD or ADD or some other. Maybe you got a mental issue, whatever your problem is, the goal is to identify the causality of the problem. So everybody has problems. I'm a problem solver. Now, just because I have problems doesn't mean I don't know the solution to the problems. So my problems are my pet demons. My problems I keep because they serve me. You will understand what that means by the end of tonight, this message. So how do you see your negative habit pattern? How do you see it for what it is? See, many people or most people have difficulty seeing their negative habit pattern. Most people have a difficult time stepping outside of themselves and looking at themselves objectively. So the ability to see your negative habit yourself and see yourself in all of your glory. Now, the goal is to initially to create an environment where you can do that. The reason you can't see yourself is because you're judging yourself. Let me say that again. Until I made it okay for me to be a failure, I couldn't see my failure. Let me say that again. Until you make it okay for you to be, quote, unquote, a failure, even though there's no such thing, you cannot address the fear or the failure. The failure hides from you because the failure is you. And the failure will never be able to come out until you make it okay to come out. It's like a little kid that's hiding because it's afraid because it's done something wrong and the mother and the father are upset and you're going to beat that child. So the kid knows, like when I was a kid and I knew I was going to get a whooping, you got to catch me, homie. I'm off to the races. And my grandmother, she already knew. Glenn, you better catch him, because she already knew. As soon as I saw her get the switch, choom, I was gone. That's the way your negative habit pattern is. So your negative habit pattern cannot be identified because you have not created a loving, secure environment for it to come out. It will never come out. You will never. Now, you will find the surface level effect, but you will never find the cause. Therefore, the problem will never go away. I've been doing this for 50 years, and so what's interesting to me is when I talk to people and they tell me, "Hey, Doc, I found my problem." Really? And the reason I know that they have not found their problem is because their problem is not their pet demon, or their problem has not been resolved. So if you tell me, "Doc, bam, I had a revelation, I found my problem, my core imprint." Now, again, I'm talking about your core imprint. That means that thing has been there with you since you was 5, 6, or 7, and it's been passed down from generation to generation. It's in your family's DNA. It's a 15, usually at least, 300-400 years old from generation to generation. So you have a generational curse, and cursed is a cure with a S in it. Let me say that again. A curse is a cure with the S, which is the snake or the sine wave in it. Let me say that again. A curse. Look at the letters. Look at how it's spelled. C-U-R-S-E. Look at the word cure. C-U-R-E. Those two words are the same. Just like the word charm and harm. They are the same. They are two sides of the same coin. So your curse evidence that you, man, I love this. Your problems is proof that you have a solution. So when people tell me that they ain't got no problems, I cringe. That means that you ain't got no solutions. The more problems you got, the more solutions you got. The poorer you are is evidence of your wealth. It is the negative expression of the positive attribute. Your problem that you have right now is the negative expression of a positive attribute. So if you are very poor, you are a very rich person, but you're just expressing your riches negatively. All you got to do is keep expressing it, but just flip the script. Take out the S. Take out the sine wave. Now, a sine wave means it's cyclical. It goes up and it goes down. That means, you ever seen somebody that's very emotional? They one day they're happy, the next day they're sad. And to the degree of that emotion, that extreme emotionalism is the evidence of the sign. The sign is the sin. Notice how it's spelled. S-I-N-E, sine wave. Now, if you don't know what a sine wave is, again, I'm not going to get into the acoustics of it. It's sound. Sine is sound. So, sound makes you emotional. Meaning, I say something to you, you don't like it, you get pissed off, bam, your emotions go up or they go down based upon the sound. And the sound is the noise, and the noise comes from the word nausea. So I say something, it makes you nauseous. The nauseous means it pisses you off. That noise that I'm making with my voice makes you nauseous. It gives you nausea, makes you noise. That noise makes your emotions go up or it makes your emotions go down. That's a sine wave. And so if you don't remove the sign or the sin or the snake, you don't have the cure. So your emotionalism is the part of the soul that we've been talking about that you are using to express your gifting negatively. So if you can learn what I've learned, and that is to take your emotion out of it. Now, I just told you guys in the last show, I proved my theory. I had two clients. I told both clients who was in similar situations. One client did it. Their relationship switched. The other client didn't. Their relationship dissolved. What was the difference? One client took their emotion out of the relationship. The other client took their emotion in the relationship. Now, people don't understand that the word emotion is the word emotion or the word energy in motion or the word entity in motion. You cannot see the negative habit, pattern, entity. The reason you can't see it is because it's in a sine wave. It's cyclical. It's in the winter. It's hibernating. It's like a bear. Bears don't come out in the winter, the ones that hibernate. Why? Because it's cold out there. So you got to create a warm, loving, joyful, fruit of the spirit environment before you can even identify your negative habit pattern. So people tell me, man, I hate myself. I don't like myself, Brother Will. I should say the same thing. I did it for 50 years. I got a little bit more experience. So I'm telling people, I'm telling my clients, you can't do that. You got to love yourself. I can't love myself because I got bad behavior. So you go to church, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop says, you're a sinner. You're going to go to hell. You're going to bust hell wide open because you got sin in your life. But then they don't tell you to remove the sin in your life. They just tell you, I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to pray in Jesus' name, and bam, sin's going to be gone. I tried it too. Didn't do shit. So what do? You go to church, and they tell you you got a sine wave. Okay, I know that. How do I get rid of my sine wave? Pray in Jesus' name. I did that too. Now, for some people, they say it works. But I follow those people around, and I know it doesn't work. I haven't met nobody. All of these preachers on TV who got a squeaky clean life, go talk to their children or their wives. I triple that. Call Joel Osteen's wife and tell her to be honest with you. Call T.D. Jakes' wife. Tell her to be honest with you. Call any preacher's wife. Better yet, look at their wives. Look at their faces. Look how they carry themselves. Now, I don't know about you. When I'm happy, you can tell. Very easy. And when I'm pissed off, you can tell. A negative habit pattern. Nobody wants, even the people that are sinners, like me. I got problems. Now, my problems that I haven't got rid of, I'm keeping them around because they serve me. And now the question you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, how does your problem serve you? What do you mean by that? Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I could be saying, but my definition of serve and your definition of serve is different. So what does that mean? like in the Matrix, you cannot pull the plug on somebody or something until you are ready. Like Jesus told Mary and Martha when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he made them get out of the room before he raised them from the dead, because he couldn't raise them from the dead while they was in the room. Why? Because of their body. They were unbelievers. What does that mean? That means that they was not a vibrational match. Now, Jesus knew he was a vibrational match, or Jesus knew what is called vibrational or frequency matching. In other words, if something vibrates on 15 and something vibrates on 10, the thing that's vibrating on 10 is going to be drawn up to vibrate on 15. In other words, people who vibrate on a higher level positively affect people who vibrate on a lower level. In other words, if I am wealthy and you are poor, if you hang around me long enough, you will be wealthy too. Now, however, if you are poor and your best friend is poor, both of y'all hang around me, y'all going to make me poor. Because now your vibrations together override my vibration. Jesus put out two lower vibrational beings because together those vibrations affected his and his ability to raise Lazarus from the dead. What did that have to do? What does that have to do with your ability to see? You cannot see your negative habit pattern when you're vibrating on a frequency that's the same as that pattern. What does that mean? That means that you cannot see your dirt until you vibrate on a higher pattern. You cannot fix a problem with the same mind that created the problem. What does that mean? You cannot see your problems with the same mentality that created your problems. You are an alcoholic. You want to stop being an alcoholic, but you don't fix your brain. The same brain that you use in to go to the club and go to the bar or go out and drink is the same brain that you're trying to stop going to the bar and going out to drink. That frequency ain't been changed. So that frequency is the same as that frequency. You got two frequencies. So every problem has a frequency. Fear has a frequency. Doubt has a frequency. Anger has a frequency. So let's say I am unsuccessful and I got a frequency of 8. Well, let's say lower than that, 5. So everybody that's unsuccessful vibrates on a frequency of 5. So I vibrate on a frequency of 5, but I can't see that frequency of 5 because I'm in that frequency of 5. So how can I solve the frequency? How can I see it? Now remember, you cannot solve your negative habit pattern until you can see it. You cannot see it until you can elevate your mentality. So the whole thing is you got to increase your consciousness. You got to increase your awareness. You got to increase that. But the first way that you got to increase it, you got to have a reason. Now, most people I know that they don't have a reason. You don't have a reason. Why do I need more money? Why do I need to be healthy? I don't have a reason to be healthy until somebody tells me I got a disease. Then all of a sudden I got a reason. And then guess what happens? People change their diet. It's amazing. It's like, bam, a light come on. They start exercising. They get early. They step. All of a sudden, this person people been telling them all their life, dude, you need to lose weight. This person, ain't interested in losing no weight. They have never even thought about going to the gym. All of a sudden, they meet a new guy, and the guy makes a comment. Or maybe the guy is, or maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's a girl. They meet somebody, and that person starts talking to them about health, and they hang. Now, notice the fact that, man, they've never seen before. I'm overweight. They've been overweight all their life. They know they're overweight, but they don't know that they're overweight. Because why? They can't see. You cannot see your pattern until you are around somebody that exposes your pattern. Now, I had a pattern. Still got this pattern. But I didn't know I had a pattern. And so, I was around somebody that exposed the pattern. That's why God sends people into your life for a reason and a season. And make sure you understand. There's somebody in your life for a reason. You don't have a reason, and so you are happy making $10 an hour until you meet somebody who's making freaking $20 an hour doing less work than you. And they take care of their family. You've never been on vacation in your life. And this person goes on vacation every year. This person got a 401k. This person pay their bills on time. This person goes home and they sleep good at night. This person is never late. This person ain't got no repos. This person is able to take care of themselves. And this person got extra money. And somebody in their family falls on a hard time. This person is the lender and not the borrower. The Bible says it's better to be the lender and not the borrower. That's what the Bible says. Now, you've been reading the Bible all your life, but you're always borrowing money. You're always borrowing money. You never lend money because you've never had a reason. You've never had a reason to change. That's why you haven't changed. But then all of a sudden, you get a reason. And guess what happens? That changes your vibration. Now you see your negative pattern. What was the negative pattern? I settled. What did you settle for? $10 an hour. You already know that you probably could make more than $10 an hour, but how come you didn't go out and start looking for a job that pays you more than $10 an hour? You didn't have no motivation. How come you didn't have no motivation? You didn't have no mental image. Now, imagination precedes creation. This is what I do all my life. I put mental pictures in my brain. Remember, holistic claironomics. I just did 7 hours on it. Please listen to it. It'll change your life forever. If your mind can formulate a concept, it will activate your will. It gives you power, willpower. All of a sudden, you got inertia. You have the ability to act. If you can put a mental picture in your brain, if you can put a mental picture in your mind, it activates the will. If it activates the will, then the will activates the emotion. If it activates that's energy in motion, all of a sudden you got to move. You can't sit down and watch Love and Hip Hop no more. All of a sudden you got to get up. You want to go to the gym. Now before, you never wanted to go to the gym. But now you got a mental picture in your brain. Your mind activates your will. The will activates your emotion. Your emotion simulates your imagination. And your imagination fires up your intellect. And your intellect formulates a plan for you to implement to solve your problem. That is the only way to change your life. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. You don't have a reason to put a mental picture in your head. And until you get a reason, you will never see your negative habit pattern. But this is what I do. I step outside of my body, and I just formulate reasons to change. And everybody gets pissed off because people tell me, Brother Will, or let's say something easy. So I just dropped 30 pounds. People ask me why. Because I wanted to. This is what changed my life. I made it okay for me to make changes in my life without being desperate or inspired. Let me say that again. I made it okay for me to go get a new car, to just change cars. You say, what's wrong with your car you got, brother? Nothing. Why are you looking for a new car? You don't have a reason. I made it okay to change my life without reasons. If you could do that, your life would never be the same. Let me make sure you understand how the system works. The body, the brain, or the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect only gives you the plan to do after you have a reason to. All right, everybody, I'm back. I told you guys I was driving, so I may drop, the call may drop. So I do apologize for that. Hopefully you guys are still here. Y'all ever went nowhere, you're still with me. So hopefully I still got everybody. And I was busy, and I was just talking about something that was very, very important as well, a very important piece of the puzzle, reasons. If you could do this, it's very difficult to do. And remember the topic of tonight's message, which is more important than reasons, and that is, if you don't love yourself, you cannot repair yourself. You can't heal yourself. That's the real message. I got off topic just a little bit, but let me make sure you understand before we start back to talking about reasons. If you do not heal yourself, or if you do not love yourself, you cannot heal yourself. Let me say that again. Very, 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 very important. If you do not love yourself, you can't heal yourself. Let me say that again, because I don't know if y'all are really hearing what I'm saying. So let me say it again. If you do not love yourself, if you do not create an environment of unconditional love, then you cannot heal yourself. Let me say that again. If you do not create an environment of unconditional love, you cannot, your negative habit and pattern won't be. It's because it's really just that simple. You make it hard. Just love yourself. If you love yourself, you change your whole life. Just love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Like my sister told me, you deserve to be happy. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, because it was contrary to my theology. First time I heard it, I just cried like a baby, like a newborn baby. And I was like, why am I crying? They're like, man, I was crying like a little girl. Like, yeah, just, I'm done bawling. And then my sister just kept saying it. And I just kept bawling. Like, what is wrong with me? That's my negative habit pattern. It was exposed. You can always tell when your negative habit pattern is being exposed, because you become very emotional. I'm talking like you just can't stop the emotion. And you guys was on the line when I did the show a couple of days ago, when I explained one of the other negative habit patterns, which was my fear of being alone, relationshiply, in a relationship. So just by saying that word, what happened? I just started crying. You guys remember I was bawling on the show. I had to take a break. Why? Because I created an environment that made it okay for me to be honest with myself and say to myself, the reason that I go from one relationship to the other without just being by myself was because I was afraid to be alone. The reason that I was afraid to be alone, again, as we go all the way back to my childhood and blah, blah, blah. So you got to make it okay for you to love yourself. Nothing changes, nothing happens in your life until that happens. So we can talk about reasons and we can talk about all this other stuff, but let's not forget the primary purpose or message for tonight's call. That is, how do you see your negative habit pattern? You can't see it unless you create an environment that says it's okay for me to be a sinner. And if you go to church, you already know that ain't going to fly. That that bird don't fly. Go to any Reverend Dr. Bishop and tell them, you know what, I'm gonna love myself. I'm going to make it okay for me to do what I'm doing wrong. In other words, I'm not going to try to stop doing what I'm doing wrong. Yeah, try that out. And you'll see what I mean. So as long as you do not allow yourself create the space for you to love yourself, you can never see your negative habit pattern. And so then you can never start doing the second step, which again is start replacing it with a life-sustaining pattern. which is buying or giving yourself reasons to change. And then getting to the place where you don't need no damn reason to change. You change it because you freaking want to. But that's a whole other study for another time. But the purpose of tonight's study is for you to understand, especially for the members that are part of my Clarinomics group, is that love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care what you've done wrong. I don't care how many mistakes you've made. You cannot heal yourself until you love yourself, because the negative habit pattern is not going to come out where you can see it, where you can see what you're doing wrong. It's going to stay hidden because it already knows that you're going to judge it. Your negative habit, your ego knows that there's a part of you that hates the fact that you masturbate at night. There's a part of you that hates the fact that you don't have control over your eating. That a part of you hates the fact that you are functional illiterate. You can't freaking read and write. There's a part of you hates the fact that you are codependent. There's a part of you hates the fact that you are afraid to be alone. There's a part of you that hates you. So as long as you hate you, you cannot heal you. So you have to love all aspects of you, even the negative aspects of you. So when you love the negative aspect of you, that negative part of you wants love too. And that negative part of you starts to slowly come out. And once that negative part of you comes out, guess what happens? That negative part of you now starts to realize that is a part of you that needs to be loved and not shunned. The negative part of you starts to realize that this is a part of me that needs to be loved, not humiliated. And again, as I said before, if the call drops, again, just call right back in and we'll keep rolling. I do apologize, but I am dropping. But let me be crystal clear on this aspect, because even now, there's something that you're doing that you don't like. Or there's something that you look a certain way, you know, and you don't like that about yourself. And because society says, you know, women, y'all got it bad. Women, man, y'all got to do all of this stuff. Y'all got to jump through all of these hoops. You got to go through all of this freaking makeup. You got to, you know, do your nails. You got to do your hair. You got to do your feet. You know, you got to color your eyes. You know, you got to be thin. You got to do this, that, and the other. I don't know how women do it. It's hard being a woman. I feel sorry for women. Because y'all are hoop jumpers. There's always another hoop. Now, men, I feel sorry for us because we are ego jumpers. Men, we can't be emotional. We got to be rock solid. We got to act like we got our shizness together. When, hell, I want to hug all the time. If y'all see me, hey, hug me. I ain't trying to be no damn rock or Gibraltar. I used to be that. I cry all the time. Why? Because I used to didn't cry. So, hey, call me a sis. I cried on shows like just, what, 2 or 3 days ago? Freaking crying like a newborn baby. It's okay, brother. I made it okay for me to cry. All these other brothers out there that's hardcore and all this stuff, like, you're going to see me crying, brother. Hey, God bless you, brother. You will never heal yourself. You will never heal yourself until you get to the point to make it okay to be yourself. So people talk about me and they say, Brother Will, man, your books are this. I don't give a. My books got grammatical errors in. I don't give a. Don't buy it if you don't like it. Now, one day I can go back and I can edit. But you know what? I'm not going to wait any longer to bloom. I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. I'm going to start where I'm at. I'm going to take the gift and I'm going to take the little I do know, and I'm not going to bury my talent. I'm going to take that sucker and I'm going to make it grow. And yeah, so what? My little bit doesn't measure up to your lot of bit. But you know what? I'm taking what I got. I'm taking what I know, and I'm working it, brother. And I'm working it, sister. I'm not going to be sitting around trying to freaking impress nobody anymore. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be authentic. So, yeah, so what? I'm not this and I'm not that. But I'm going to love myself anyway. And when I started doing that, all of a sudden I started to see my flaws. And because I made it okay to have them, and I just started addressing them as I got around to. Yeah, there's some things that people say, well, hey, man, I think you should address this first. No, I'm going to address areas of that I want to address. The first thing that I addressed was wealth. I made it okay for me to charge $5,000 to my program. And I didn't have no damn reason other than the fact that I decided. Now, I did some research. Like you guys saw, I saw that program called Coaching Console, and I saw that the lady was charging $25,000 for the same program, and it has some more bells and whistles than what mine had, but it didn't have the spiritual therapeutics, because I know that people can't do spiritual therapeutics. That's, you got to be called. That's not a gift. Like, you cannot talk to a demon, which is a disposition, and text the demon and get it to go nowhere. Most people can't do that. I don't have to lay hands on you. I can do what they call in Japan or in the East, that Qigong, meaning I can do vibrational healing. I mean, I don't care where you are in the country. I can send my vibration to your vibration and change your vibration with mine. I can send you a message I did, and you can listen to that message, and it'll change your vibration. I just did it today with two clients. So my messages are different. Have you ever listened to a motivational message and it changed your energy? Have you ever listened to Les Brown? What about Tony Robbins? What about John Rohn? What about Zig Ziglar? What about Earl Nightingale? Have you ever listened to a motivational message and it inspired you? It made you feel different? Well, I've just understand and I've developed what is called brainwave entrainment. So when you go to the doctor, they're going to give you a prescription. Their prescription is going to be pharmakeia, and it's going to affect your chemicals by manipulating the neuropeptides and the neurotransmitters and fooling, changing the receptors on your cells. It's temporary. Well, I'm going to give you a neurological message. I'm going to send you something that's based upon a frequency, because you are a frequency being. So I'm going to change your frequency. And if you listen, as I instruct you to the message, 3, 4, 5, or 6 times, it is going to regene you. It's going to regenerate you. It's going to change your vibratory rate. It's going to activate your phantom DNA. It's going to restructure. And it's going to go in and it's going to reprogram. And it's going to rewire your brain. It's going to change, because your brain is plastic. It is mall or malleable. So based upon neuroplasticity, I understand how to create new neural networks and new synapses and new neurons using neurotheology. So I am not trying to kill brain cells. I'm trying to, and I'm going to, and I'm doing, and I'm growing new brain cells. So when you listen to this message and all my message has that what is called in the Greek, dunamis, where we get the English word dynamite. So when Jesus spoke, they said that Jesus spoke as one having authority. That word authority in the Greek is dunamis. That means that Jesus has something that activated dead brain cells, a.k.a. Lazarus. Lazarus come forth. He got up and he came forth. How did Jesus get that power? He got it from his position. So Jesus went somewhere. He came back when he was 30 years old. He left when he was 17 or 18, and then Jesus came back when he was 30. Where did he go? He went to India. He went to Egypt. He went somewhere and he learned Eastern mysticism. And then he came back, and then he had power. And so they all said, hey, hold up, time out. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Everybody that knew Jesus, he left, He came back, he was 30. So in 3 years, Jesus' ministry from the time was 30 to 33, and then poof, he was gone. Now, I understand the metaphysics, but for the people who believe in that story, and, hey, I don't know. I wasn't around then. So the story could be true. I'm not saying it is true. I ain't saying it ain't. I'm just looking at the metaphysics of the story, meaning does that story grow new brain cells in my brain? Yes, it does. So how does it do that? Now, everybody else can debate about the story, whether it's right or wrong. I'm interested in the biology of the story. I'm interested in the metaphysics of the story. I'm interested in the pneumatics of the story. I'm interested in the bioacoustics of the story. I'm interested in the biocentricism. I'm interested in the theocentricism of the story. In other words, I'm interested, can that story give me the power that the guys in the story has? If it can, all right, sign me up for that program. Because Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things than these. Why? Because I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father. Right hand. That means the upward expanse of the north. That's the frontal lobe. That's the right hemisphere of the brain. But what does that mean? That means that according to science, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of the Beast, according to what the Bible calls epigenosko, Romans 7:18, I think, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. In other words, grow new brain cells. How do you grow new? So you have brain cells in your brain that say, I am controlled by alcohol. So what do? Do you fight those brain cells? By fighting them, you empower them. Jesus, in the Bible, the only person that never fought with demons. Everybody else did. Why? The demons knew he was coming. The demons saw him afar off and they said, hold up, time out. Man, I could see them demons like, damn, there he goes again. The demons was like, come on, dog. Why are you here to torment us before time? Because every time he showed up, they had to go. The demons, the word demons means disposition. So you are emotional, right? That means you got dispositions. What does that mean? Right now, I'm happy. Somebody cuts me off. I'm driving. Let's say somebody cut me off in traffic. God forbid. Let's say I have an accident or something happens. And then what's going to happen to my disposition? Right now, I'm happy. I'm doing a show. I'm talking to people. I'm changing lives. Life is good. And then what happens? Bam, my disposition changes. Why? Because of an event showed up. And so it's not what happens. It's not the event. It's how I react. Remember, the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the event. And guess what happens? Whatever you react to, you enact to. The word re means to return. The word act means drama or play. So I walk up to you and I slap you on the face. Jesus said, turn to me the other cheek so I can slap that one and then walk away. In other words, don't react. But what do you do? What you going to do, brother, if I walk up to you and slap you in the face? I know what you're going to do. You're going to slap me back. And guess what happens? Bam, I just activate your disposition. I just change your disposition. Why? Because of the fact that you enacted, put energy into it. So you got an alcohol problem, and you're trying to fight your alcohol. All you're doing is empowering the alcohol. So how do you get rid of it? Forget it. Take all your energy out of the alcohol, put it into something else. So every time you want to drink, go exercise. Try that for 30 days, see what happens. I challenge anybody listening to this show right now, whatever addiction you got, I don't give a beep what addiction you got, put something else in it. Now, people do this already. People who smoke, they say, hey, start chewing gum. Try it. Every time you got a taste for a cigarette, put a stick of gum in your mouth and start chewing it. Now, what are you doing? You're replacing one disposition with another one. Let you in on a secret. In the Bible, when they asked Jesus, how do you cast out demons? They said, he casts out demons because he is a demon. Jesus told them, nah, that's not true. Jesus said, how can Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub? That's what he told them. Now, in the demonic realm, in the disposition realm, a higher ranking disposition can cast out a lower ranking disposition. I do it all the time. Now, ask my children. I just left. I was talking to my children. This is what we was talking about. So my children say, like, Dad, you changed our, like, Mom couldn't do it. But when you came home, we already knew that a higher ranking disposition had entered into the house. So our disposition, we ain't going to do nothing Mama say. Who turned to do dishes? I would walk into the house. BJ, why the beep and these dishes done? BJ got his ass up and he started doing the dishes. Why? My disposition was different from their mama's. Now, the mama could tell them, hey, son, go do the dishes. Okay, Mama, nothing happened. But I walked into the house. I'm a higher ranking disposition. My disposition has more power than their mama's disposition. My disposition uses pain compliance. Mama's disposition didn't. So I bring a different frequency, a different wave, a different vibration. So if you were to meet Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Mark Cuban, let's say you went on Shark Tank. All these dudes are billionaires. What do you think their disposition is in the area of wealth? So do you honestly think their disposition is the same as mine when it comes to making money? Now, I make money. I make good money. So if I went on Shark Tank right now with my disposition, guess what's going to happen? My disposition is going to get ate up. Why? They all got a higher ranking disposition. What does it mean? They got more experience. They got life experience. They got better results. Guess what else they got? They got a reason that's bigger and better than mine. What was their reason to become billionaires? If I get the same reason that they got, I get the same result. Remember, the reason establishes the plan. No reason, no plan. Everybody listening to this show, the reason that you don't have no wealth, no health, no wisdom, and you're in a piss-poor relationship because you ain't got no reason to get out. Until you get a reason to get out, you're going to stay. But guess what happens when you get a reason? Oh, man, the sooner the day you get the reason, the next day you get the plan. Don't believe me? Try it. I challenge everybody to listen to the nice message in any area of your life. Get a reason and watch you get a plan. So you ain't got no money. You don't know how the hell you're going to make no money. Find a reason to make money. Now, some people's reason is different from other people. I had 5 children, and I didn't have that. I went through 60-plus jobs. Why? My brother had 2 children. That was to go a job. He ain't leaving. All right, I'm back again. All right, babe. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. This is the second, third time I've done it. And we're almost done anyway. But I just need to drive this nail home. Message one more time. Again, brothers and sisters, the universe does not give you the plan until the universe know that you are the man. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, it's my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice be able to under over this. Okay, I'm back again. All right, yeah, maybe somebody don't want you guys to hear this, but hey, you guys have already heard it. You're going to hear it again. The universe is not going to give you the plan until the universe knows that you are the womb man or the man. Universe is not going to give you the plan, brothers. So you try to get out of debt. How you going to get out of debt? You ain't got a clue. Why? Because you ain't got no reason. Now, guess what? Even if you get a reason, the reason is not good enough. Whoa, hold it up. Time out. The wheel, you just said, I just need a reason. I got a reason to make money. I want to make some money. Why do I want to make money? Because I like to spend money. Why I like to spend money? I like to buy nice things. Why do I like to buy? I want to buy me a fancy car. I want to buy me a convertible Mustang. A convertible car. And this is true. I'm going to get me a convertible Corvette. Black on black. That's not good enough. That is not a reason. Your reason must match your season. What does that mean? Your reason has to line up with your Dear Kinnear report. What does that mean? That means that your reason has to be innate. What does that mean? That means your reason cannot be outside of you. Because if it's outside of you, somebody can give it and take it away. What does that mean, though? That means that my reason has to be innate. What does that mean, Brother Will? I need you to break it down for me. Homie, you speak in Greek, and I only speak Hebrew. Okay, let's break it down. Brothers and sisters, your reason has to line up with your season. You're here for a reason and for a season. If you don't find your reason, you will not fulfill your season. This is your season. This is your season. Now, but you need a reason in order for you to operate in your season. No reason, no season. What does that mean? That means that your reason must line up with the season. So you go through different seasons in life, so you got to have different reasons in life. So your reason to do must match your season to be. So this is my season. My season for what? This is my season to teach didactically. This is my season to build the temple, to house the Shekinah glory. Now, the season is going to change, but right now, I'm supposed to be blessed, so I need a reason. What's my reason? My reason for wealth is that I need wealth to pay for block talk shows. I need wealth to pay for my books. I need wealth to do all of the stuff that's changing people's life. I am building God. I need help. I need wisdom, and I need a great relationship so that way I can build your temple to house the Shekinah glory of God. That's my reason. My reason is so powerful because it doesn't come outside of me. My reason is me. My reason is innate. I was born with it. I'm on this earth because I am a creative teacher. I teach creatively. And I use creativity to teach didactically. And so I didactically teach so I can build this temple so that way the words I'm giving you can be contained. So therefore, that's my reason for existing. That's the reason that I woke up this morning. That's my reason that I'm on fire for God. That's my reason. My reason, my brother, my reason is not because I want a convertible Corvette, even though I'm going to get one. That ain't got nothing to do with the reason that I am wealthy, with the reason that I am healthy. I got to be healthy because I cannot speak with authority. I cannot stay up late if I'm not healthy. I cannot get up early if I'm not healthy. I cannot write my books if I'm not healthy. I cannot do these shows if I'm not healthy. I need wisdom. How am I going to share stuff I don't know? If I'm ignorant, how in the world am I going to share this information with you? If I'm in a good relationship, it's going to pull on my vesture. It's going to pull on my energy. I'm going to have to take my time out. I can't do shows because my wife is nutting up. Or I'm nutting up. So I have to be in a relationship. I have to have a good relationship. I got to have wealth. I got to have health. I got to have wisdom because it is my season to build the temple of God's people. So when God pours out his glory, it's placed inside a new vessel and not in the old wineskin. Now, that's just one of a plethora of reasons that I got. But I made it okay for me not to even have one. Now, that's another level. But for now, you just need to get a reason. But you can't get a reason until you identify the fact that where you are at right now is a negative pattern. You can't even identify that it's a negative pattern that you are living in right now because you haven't made it okay to analyze you. You have not made it okay for you to step outside of you and look at you. You can't do that because why? If you step outside of you, you're afraid you might lose you. Why? You don't love you. So you're doing something bad. It's not bad. It's bad because you said it's bad. Where'd you get your definition of bad? So what's bad? What's immoral according to you? I use the standard. Now the standard is the word of God. So taking another person's life to me is immoral or is bad. Because again, that's what the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So that's my standard. What is yours? So you find the standard and you use that standard. And then I got a 400-page book that I can email you. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. Get a copy of my book, The Standard, or just read the Bible. And it'll kind of give you, if you just don't have nothing, yeah, use that. And now you got a standard. And so, but the standard is not there to make you feel bad, brothers. The standard is there to make you understand where and what areas you need to grow in. The standard is there to help you grow. So when the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, and you kill, that means you need to grow. But you got to make it okay. that if you killed, I don't, this is probably a bad example, and I get flack from this all the time. People say, so Brother Will, are you telling me it is okay to kill? Nope. I'm telling you that if you made the mistake of taking another person's life, which is one of the most, if not the most heinous crime you could do, you just stuffed out another God. So if you hopefully never did that, but if you did, what does that mean? You got to stop judging yourself. You got to make it okay to forgive yourself. You got to create an environment for you to love yourself. That way you can transcend yourself. You cannot transcend that evil program until you create an environment for you to make it okay to deal with that program. And if you are judging yourself because the standard says thou shalt not kill, fool, you knew that before you killed. Everything I've done wrong, I knew I was doing wrong before I did it. I did it anyway. Okay, so now what do we do next? We found out why I did something that was wrong, that I knew it was wrong. I did it because I have an underlying core imprint that overrided my biblical or my spiritual imprint. Why? Because of the fact that I have anger, I have hate, I have a lack of self-worth that said, hey, you deserve cause you didn't get. So I deserve to take your money through fuckery because nobody gave me money when I was a kid. Or I deserve to lie and steal and cheat because somebody lied and steal and cheat. See, we justify our behavior. So we got to create an environment where you don't have to justify your behavior. Now we create an environment that you can love your behavior and realize that your behavior is not you, but realize that there's a reason why you are doing this behavior. And once you realize that there's a reason why, you can remove that reason and replace it with a better reason, a bigger reason. You get a better reason, you get better results. So I got a better reason now to actually add more value in my program than I receive in monetary value. So now I got a reason that's justifiable according to the standard that allows me to charge $5,000 a month because I'm giving so much value. I'm going to give you $10,000 worth of value, but I'm only going to charge you $5,000. So it's a win-win situation. So I only create win-win situations. So if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I need to create an environment where my partner can win and I can win. If I go to the gym, I need to create an environment where the gym can win and I can win. I only create win-win environments. I give the gym my membership. They give me access to their facility. The gym is winning. They got my money. I'm winning. I use their facility. Do you got a reason to create win-win situations in your life? You're going to have bad behavior. And you will not be able to examine that bad behavior because that bad behavior is not going to come up and expose itself and show its ugliness for what it is. And once you see how ugly that is, look for a reason to change. And once you find a reason, guess what happens? You get the plan. Okay, I got a reason to charge $5,000 for my program, but I need a plan. As soon as I changed my reason, the plan says add more value in your program and people will pay the $5,000. And that's what I did, and that's why the program works. People want value. We all do. Nobody goes to work for money. They think they do. They go to work because of the value. You go to work because of the value that the money gives you. You don't go to work just for the money. If so, you would take that money, you would put it in a frame, and you would look at that money. You go to work because the money they pay you on your job allows you to go buy the things that you want, which is the value that you see. You buy stuff that you believe have value. I buy food because it has value, and I buy healthy organic food because I believe it has more value. And then I bought a new car because, and not a used car, because I believe new cars have more value. I buy higher quality clothes than lower quality clothes because I believe that they have more value. So if I add value, people will pay me more. So I add more value and I get more money. What if you do that? See, I got a reason to add more value. The universe is not going to give you the plan until you, brothers and sisters, what's your reason? Brothers and sisters, what's your negative habit pattern? You cannot see it. It's going to hide until you create a loving environment that says, negative habit pattern, whatever it is, you are part of me. And if you are part of me, I love me. So how can I love me but hate me at the same time? So I'm going to love my pattern so that way I can transcend my pattern. So I have to love it first. I have to love it first. Then I can transcend it second. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love, because love is God. Love, for God did not create love. God is love. So when you love your problems, you are giving God to your problems. Loving your flaws is allowing God to heal your flaws. If you hate what you do, God cannot correct what you do. If you love what you do, regardless of how bad it is, if you love yourself, you are putting God in yourself. God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. Loving your flaws is saying God is your flaws. And God don't have no flaws. So when you create a loving environment for your flaws, you are placing your flaws in God. I don't know about you, but that's a good place to put them. My brothers, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. I thank everybody so much for joining me on this disjointed message. I'm driving back to from Dallas, spending time with my family. So I appreciate you guys. I love you. And as always, brothers and sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.